Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf kuf, and we're holding five lines from the top of the omud, where the Gemara begins, Ul Rav Huna Minicha. Now, what is all of this about? So we just have to go briefly and remind ourselves of the Gemara of yesterday. Oh, beautiful. We asked yesterday, L'chayr, we have a stira. What's a stira? In our Mishnah, we learned that the Zman of Isser Achila, okay, you're okay? Zman of Isser Achila on Erev Pesach starts from Samach L'mincha, right? The top line on Tzadik Tes Amid Beis, the first line of the new Perek, the new Mishnah. Erev or Arve Psachim, Samach L'mincha lo yoichal Odom ad shetechshach, starting from Samach L'mincha. And you recall that we said yesterday, Mincha means Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana is at 3:30. Samach is a half an hour before. Starting from 3:01, stop eating. That doesn't mean you have to fast. It means don't go and eat any major seuda. More later on, in our parak is going to say, meaning targima, meaning small little refreshments and stuff. You can have a little bit of fruit, a little bit of kosher Pesach cake, small things you can eat. But don't sit down for a full-fledged meal. And the reason is because, as we said in the Gemara, a person should have cheshik to go and eat matzah on Seder night. Now the Gemara then asked, why are we talking about Erev Pesach? Doesn't this apply every single Erev Shabbos and every single Erev Yom Tov? The same halacha applies. Don't go and eat mina mincha ulamala, so that a person should enter into Shabbos kishu taiva with a cheshik, with a craving, with a yearning to go and eat and drink l'kavoid Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. So what's so special about Erev Pesach? Every single Shabbos, every single Friday, the same halacha applies. However, Rabbi Yossi says, on a regular Friday, a regular Erev Yom Tov, if you want to eat until nightfall, it's not a smart thing to do, but if that's what you want to do, isn't tight. The Chachamim didn't make any restrictions, no limitations. You can go and eat ad she'techshach. So, Ezach Shver, our Mishnah says it's an Erev Pesach Dikadin, and from that price it's mashma that every Shabbos the same halacha applies according to Reb Yehuda. So Rav Huna gave a very simple answer, and he says that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi throughout the year, all the 52 Arve Shabbos, he said every single Erev Yom Tov you can eat until nightfall. But even Rabbi Yossi agrees when it comes to Erev Pesach, no, you got to stop eating from Samach L'mincha from 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so that you should be able to go and eat the matzah at night with tremendous yearning and craving. That was the teretz of Rav Huna. Rav Papa gave another teretz, and the Gemara was doiche that teretz, and that's why we stopped off here on Kuf Amud Aleph, where we said, Al-Machvarta ki Rav Huna, that Rav Huna is right. What did Rav Huna say again? That Rabbi Yossi, that throughout the year, argues with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, every single Erev Shabbos holds that you got to stop eating at 3 o'clock. It's not only Erev Pesach. Agant you. Rabbi Yossi says, no, agant you at Shetechshach, until nightfall. Even Rabbi Yossi agrees by Erev Pesach that you got to stop at 3 o'clock. Pesach from a gantzio, manishtana, and the answer is because throughout the year you don't eat special matzah mitzvah. However, on Seder night, the special dinner of a matzah samroim yichlu, and we want you to go mi mekayim this mitzvah, achilas matzah, with greater zeal and zest and yearning, etc. As opposed to regular Shabbos. Shabbos is very, very great, but there's no mitzvah of matzah. There's a mitzvah of oinig Shabbos. No special annual one time a year mitzvah of matzah. So therefore they didn't make that takana every week according to Reb Yossi. So bottom line is, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yossi. Throughout the year Reb Yossi argues with Reb Yehuda. On Erev Pesach he agrees with Reb Yehuda. Freiting Yomara, Ul Rav Huna Minicha, you told me that now I understand the Mishnah like Rav Huna, not like Rav Papa, because Rav Papa we rejected yesterday. But you said according to Rav Huna it works perfectly. I va'omer Rabbi Yirmiya, omer Rabbi Yochanan, v'isei ma'omer Bavohu, omer Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach, v'halacha k'Rabbi Yosi be'erev Shabbos. Aha. So all of these Amiroim said in the name of Rabbi Yosi Barab Chanina that there is in fact a machloikis throughout the year, both every Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach. And when it comes to Erev Pesach, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that you have to go and stop eating Samach L'mincha. Throughout the year, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. What's the loch? Rabbi Yosi that you can eat at Shetechshach. So that's shver. If we're saying halachic Rabbi Yehuda ber Pesach, machal de palig Rabbi Yosi b'travayu. This lechayra challenges and perhaps destroys Rav Huna's teretz, because Rav Huna said that when it comes to erev Pesach, it's unanimous. Everybody agrees, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi and everybody else. Everybody agrees that this man is samach lemincha. Yet Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina said, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda of Erev Pesach. What do you mean we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi be Erev Pesach, because everybody agrees. You don't even have to say halacha Rabbi Yehuda. It's unanimous. It's mashma, says Yimon Machlal de Palik Rabbi Yosi be Travayu. Both a regular Erev Shabbos as well as Erev Pesach, they always argue throughout the year, every single time, Erev, Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Tov, always they argue. Except that when it comes to Erev Pesach, then we follow Rabbi Yehuda. And it comes to regular Erev Shabbos, we follow Rabbi Yosi. According to Rav Huna, that's not correct. There is no machlokes b'Erev Pesach. Every more light. Halacha machlal de pligi b'hafsoke. Ah, says the Gemara, you're right. There is in fact a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, even on Erev Pesach. But not legabe the zman, when you have to stop eating samach lemincha. Because in that there is no machloikis. And therefore our mishnah is like Rabbi Yosi. And everything works out perfectly. So where is this machloikis Rabbi Yosi B'chanin is talking about? A brand new machloikis that we didn't even talk about until yet. And that's the machloikis of hafsaka. What means of hafsaka? We have said until now that everybody agrees it's starting from 3 o'clock. You have to stop eating any Seuda Kivua on Erev Pesach. So you should eat the matzah with Cheshik. What happens, however, if you want to go and start a meal at 2 o'clock or 12 o'clock? What's the din then? Everybody agrees you're allowed to eat 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. You can eat kisudas shloime b'shatay. You can start a meal, and you can start off with hors d'oeuvres, and then with fish, and then with soup, and then with meat, and with kugel, and with 12 courses. As long as you started before 3 o'clock, no problem. Everybody agrees. Okay. What happens now when it 3 o'clock happens? Everybody agrees you can continue eating. Because all when we started in our Mishnah, Erev Pesach, Samlach, Mincha, Yoichal, means you're not allowed to start a meal at Mincha. But you can start at 12 and at 1 and at 2. And the meal can continue beyond 3, and beyond 4, and beyond 5. So how late can it get? Again, a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda says, as soon as people look at the clock, or at the Maizmanim list, or in the schedule, and they see that it's already Choshech time, it's getting nightfall, Mafsikin, you have to stop right there in your tracks. You have to stop. What are you going to do when you stop? You're going to go and bench. And after you go and bench, only subsequently are you going to go and make Kiddush L'Kovet Shabbos. Or for that matter, on Seder night, you're going to go make the first Kiddush for purposes of the Seder. And as we'll see in Yetshem in the Gemara and in the Rishbam and in the Tosfos, in the good old days there was something known as Akiras HaShulchan. Akiras HaShulchan means that they would go and remove the tables when they ended the meal. Tosfos points out that that's because in the good old days everybody used to eat from their own little tishula. Everybody had their own individual table. And therefore, when the meal was over, the meltzar, the waiter, didn't just pick up the dessert plate. He, in fact, picked up the entire table, and he turned the tables on the people that were eating, and he took them all to the kitchen. However, in our time, says Tosfos, obviously this is not practical, because we eat on a very large table. And therefore, when it says in the Gemara that mafsikin, according to Yehuda, at night when it gets dark, when it gets choshech, that means you remove the entire table, you go and bench, and then you bring in Kiddush. And after Kiddush is over, then you bring in the tables once again with brand new delicacies, Lekoved Shabbos or Lekoved Yontif. That's how Rabbi Yehuda passes. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Ein mafsikin. You can continue eating on beyond 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, 12 o'clock. You can keep on eating and eating and eating. Whenever you're finished with your eating, if you finish the suda at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you'll bench then. After you bench, you'll take away the, or before benching, you'll take away the Kiddush HaShulchan, you'll go and bench, and after the benching is over, you'll make Kiddush, because after all it's Shabbos. But I can't possibly eat anymore. I've already eaten for the last 12 hours. Says Tosis, you don't have to eat anymore. The Kiddush that you're going to make now will apply retroactively to the Seuda which you just finished. And in fact, that Seuda which you just finished, you're going to go and say in it Ritzei, because you ate so long into Shabbos. And therefore, says Tosis, even though we have a rule of Kiddush b'mokim Seuda, it's going to be reversed than usual. Usually it's the Kiddush first and the Seuda second. Here you're going to have a Seuda first and you're going to have the Kiddush second. I kid you not, Rabbi. So that's how Rashi, Rishbam, and Tosis learn Pshat and the Gemara.
But this is not related to Pesach or going to Shabbos.
We're going to talk about Pesach in a moment. In the meantime, we talk about Shabbos. And getting back to our Gemara, says the Gemara, Loi, when Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina, who was quoted as saying we passing like Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach and Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Shabbos, I we said according to Rav Huna, everybody agrees b'Erev Pesach like Rabbi Yehuda. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi both agree that you got to stop Samach L'mincha, not stop. You cannot start a meal Samach L'mincha. Everybody agrees. So what's this halacha Rabbi Yehuda? The halacha Rabbi Yehuda is that if you started before Beheter at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, no problem, everybody agrees you can eat then and you can eat as much as you want. Now the question is, when do you have to stop eating? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you stop eating when it gets dark at night. That's like Rabbi Yossi usually learns on a regular Erev Shabbos. On Rabbi Yossi, however, says, no, a mafsikin can eat as long as you want. Whenever you finish at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, then they'll do the Akiris HaShulchan, you'll bench, and then you'll make Kiddush once again because it's Shabbos. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Not the Rashi. Say, Rashi, I'm going to make this mistake from now until Daf Kuf Yudches. You don't have to correct me each time. I mean the Rashbam. And the Rashbam starts on 5-6 lines into the wide lines of the Rashbam. The wide lines of the Rashbam. We're going to start here. See, this is a Rashbam that begins, Mafsikin Lishaboses. What does that mean? Im Hischel Su'udase Beheter Koyim Amincha. That's fine. You're not allowed to start at 3, but you're allowed to start at 12 or 1. You started that. And me'est, until it's choshech, until it's night. The Bach takes out the word afilu. Then the Rabbi Yehuda mafsik su'udosei miyad kishi yachshech. As soon as he sees that it's choshech, stop the su'udah, stop the processes, take away the shulchan, go and bench, and then after that, Mekadosh HaShem is going to go and make Kiddush. And you're wondering, how do I know that you bench and you take away the Kiddush HaShulchan and you make Kiddush? Oh, so look at the fourth Tosis here on the side. Tosis is about halfway down the Gemara. It says, Mafsikin L'Shabbosais. See the Tosis? Mafsikin L'Shabbosais, Rav Daniel.
Yep.
Mafsikin L'Shabbosais there in the middle of the lines of the Gemara, Masikla Shabbos is Pirish. Bakir Shulchan. You go and remove the Shulchan. Kinemuchet Besamach. Vahainu Shemavarach Birchasamaz. And now you gotta go and bench. Kinesani the Kaman, Rishon Oimer Olav Birchasamazoin. You make now, you take a kois, because typically they took a kois when they were benched, and on that kois, when making Birchasamaz, they would bench. Well, you regil the Salaka Shulchan, the Fnei Birchasamaz, like we said before. They used to go and remove the tables before benching. Kinemam Beperi. He brings the raya from Perik Ketzim Mavorch and Sechus Brochis. Silek Osir Milecha. Once they took the table away, the meal's over, Avoisai. Ulkach Gomer Besomach. That's why the Gemara talks about before, according to Yehudi, you need Akiris HaShulchan, etc. Now, That's a little different gifts. So this is according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yossi, however, Ein Mafsikin. Ein Mafsikin means, although it's Choshech now, it's now 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, Shabbos is starting. No, you keep on eating. So look at the next choice. Rabbi Yossi, Ein Mafsikin. The Goyma Kol HaSuda. You can finish the Suda until 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Umavarach Birchas Mazoin, as well as taking away the Shulchan, like we spoke about before, and you bench, the Yachach Mekadosh, and then Umay Kiddush Kimuchim Bebrais, it'll come on, like we're going to see Mitchum tomorrow, next day. Mashma, the Ein Tzorach Lasi Seuda L'Shem Shabbos. It's mashma that you don't have to make a brand new Suda. After all, you've engorged yourself, you've eaten Kanai Nahara until 10, 11 o'clock at night. You don't have to make a new Suda. All you have to make is Kiddush. Tzorach, because if you have to eat again, why would Rabbi Yossi insist, yeah, just keep on eating and eating and eating? If you have to go make another Suda, wouldn't Rabbi Yossi say, mister, be intelligent, come on, bench, because you're going to have another Suda, you won't be able to eat, so you're going to be stuffed. You ate 12 course meal, what are you going to do? You have to go make another Suda. If you're not going to eat another Suda, the Ichyasu, Kiddush b'loy suda. How can you make Kiddush without eating a suda? How the ain't Kiddush l'mokim suda? V'yesh loymar, the choshev Kiddush b'mokim suda. This will be called Kiddush b'mokim suda. Kimin shemiyad achar a suda oise Kiddush. V'oise suda that he ate previously. Oy l'loy l'suda Shabbos. Wow. Kinemuchav b'teisef, the diktoni b'mutz and Rabbi Yossi, the according to Rabbi Yossi, you're eating your Friday suda into Friday night. It's now 10 o'clock at night. U'mazkir shul Shabbos v'mirchas amazin. Say ritzay. But I started the meal at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Nope, no, no, no problem. According to Rabbi Yossi, since I'm going to continue eating into the night, and after Birchas HaMazon, I'm going to make Kiddush, and I'm not going to eat a new Suda, but I'm going to rely on the Suda that was already eaten. Oh, hey, Bazoi. And then I have to go and make, I have to say Ritzay in the benching, because it's a Shabbos Tikka Suda.
And then you say Kiddush, I mean, once you say Ritzay in benching, yeah, you say Kiddush separately afterward?
Second course. After you finish benching, everybody might pray a goffin on the kois, everybody smiles, the meal is over, and now they say, okay, Rabbi Sai, don't go away, we're bringing the Kiddush in, we're going to make Kiddush now. And it makes a Kiddush like irregular Shabbos, but they won't bring the tables in again to eat, because everybody's full, according to twice. Ubi Yukashal of Yoysin, this is what...
Dessert table,
and then they go to another room. Umiyu Kosh. Now you remember that Daniel said that that's good for regular Shabbos. But what are we going to do now on Pesach night? What's the story here? Umiyu Kosh Rabbi Yossi. Eich Yasu Dalit Koises. Kimin Shelo Yikadshu Ela Achar Birchas Hamazon. Velo Yasu Suda Cheres. If you're telling me that benching is over, we're going to make Kiddush, and that's it. Where do you get the Arba Koises? Where do you get the rest of the meal?
Well, yeah, so that's
massive. Exactly. The Eish Loiman. The Yasu Dalda Koises Shaloi Keseder. Everything is going to be like on Purim v'nahapachu. It's going to be upside down. Shaloi Keseder Harigil. Last is Kois Birchas Hamazon Tchila. Instead of Birchas Hamazon being the fourth Kos, it's going to be the first Kos. We just finished now our Suda, which we said is related to the Kiddush, which we're making subsequently. So now that first Kos is the final Kos on the Erev Pesach, the Kesuda, that you started at 12 o'clock, which you're allowed to eat until 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. Make sure you have enough time to eat the Afikoyman before 1 o'clock, or whenever Chatzos is. But you ate a full Suda, now you bench ala Kos by Birchas Hamazon, that's going to be the Kos Rishon. And then after that, the Akrav, you'll have a Koshel Kiddush, like usual. And then the Yerokos, and you're going to eat your Chazeres, or whatever you eat, their Kapash, Shkoyach. So that's what you're going to eat after Kiddush. The Akrav, and then you're going to eat you're going to have your Koshlishi. And then you're going to go and say Limanishtana. That's going to be an introduction now for the Manishtana. The Akrav, and then you're going to eat the Moror. And the Alakoyser of thee, you're going to go and say Hallel. So it's going to be slightly out of the normal order, but that's what you're going to do. Tosis doesn't mention anything about the matzah, so presumably they ate the matzah in that long Erev Pesach Tikkas Uda. They didn't eat the matzah in Erev Pesach. Chuliva. But on Pesach night, that's when they ate the matzah during that meal. You have to wash now in the middle of the meal. Very good. So there's a Tosis, in fact, here on Tzadik Tesamit Beis, which says that they would eat on Erev Pesach matzah Ashira. matzah shiras, the equivalent of egg matzah. So that you're not allowed to eat that on Pesach. You're allowed to eat on erev Pesach. It's a big shayla. We're not paskin halacha lemaisa. Speak to your competent Orthodox rabbi. But if they ate at matzah shira, so they ate matzah shira and they washed on that on erev Pesach at 12 o'clock. Make it easy. They start at 9 o'clock in the morning. When they even made eight chametz at that time, because it was Erev Pesach. They washed on that, and then they had a long, lengthy meal from 9 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night, a 12-hour suda, 12 courses, can you imagine? And after 6 o'clock, then they started eating matzah. Of course, they took all the chametz away, and they burned it at 11 o'clock in the morning, and took care of that. That was done. And now at night, they ate matzah, they didn't have to wash now, etc. Anyway, bottom line is, it sounds pretty topsy-turvy, that instead of having Kiddush first and Suda second, you have the Suda first and Kiddush second, but that's what Reb Yossi holds under those circumstances. So getting back to our Gemara, so how do we paskin on Erev Pesach? Do we in fact allow for this type of Fadreita Maisa that you have? You have the Seder backwards, that you first have the Suda, and then you have the Darba Koisis, and then you... Your first choice is Birchas HaMazon. How do we pass it? Does the tribulation of Chanina? Halacha could be who the Erev Pesach? That is Erev Pesach. You can start your meal whenever you want to at 10 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock. It's got to be before 3. But as long as you start it in time, no problem. What's the halacha? When do you have to end? You have to end Misha Techshach. When it gets night. At night you have to say, Rabbi Yisai, the meal is over. Take away the Shulchan. Make benching, and then after everybody stands up and they sit down, then we go and bring in the kiddush, and we start fresh from no. Keep on going. No, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yossi. So don't do this for a hapachu type of situation where the suda comes first and the kiddush comes second, like we just learned in the Tosfos. What about a regular Shabbos? A regular Shabbos, you can do like Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, if you want to. If you started Friday an early meal, for instance, this past Friday, there were a lot of people that made a big Sudas Purim, and theoretically it went into the evening according to Reb Yossi. No problem, it can go until 10, 11 o'clock. At that time you'll bench, and then after that you'll go and you'll make Kiddush, and then fine, then you go to sleep. You don't have to eat a Suda because we already Yossi with your Suda before, according to Reb Yossi.
What do you doubt?
We have to dive in. That's a good question.
If you get a minion, you go to the side, you dive in, you go back to eating.
Exactly.
It's not a proper. It's a proper davening when you have a
halal. You got to sing the halal.
Doing them,
it's a full
halal.
Okay.
Let's say the
name. We're not talking about. We're talking about regular Shabbos.
Oh, it's a regular Shabbos.
If you're talking about on Erev Pesach, Toys is said at the end. Halal at the very end. You still have the arba koises. It's out of order. You start with the Kais Birchas HaMazon first, and then the Kiddush on the second and third.
It's just as far as you say Halo and Davening.
That's a separate story, yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, what are you going to do on Pesach night that you have to do? Big problem. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, maybe Rabbi Yossi wasn't the Chosid and they didn't say Halo at Marv. So we're back to the Sanya, right where it says Rashbam on the right hand side. Mafsikin the Shabbos, it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Oimer, Ein Mafsikin, and that's the machloikis both by Erev Shabbos and by Erev Pesach, and therefore on Erev Shabbos we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, keep on eating as long as you want. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin by Erev Pesach like Rabbi Yehuda, you got to stop Misha Techshna. Fine. Therefore, no kasha that we asked. What was the kasha? Ravuna. Ravuna said that there's no machloikis legavi hilchois when you are allowed to be maschel lesuda. No machloikis. Everybody agrees you cannot start after 3. Before 3, everybody agrees you can eat. The question is, when do you have to end the suda? That's where we said halacha kirabi huda and not like Rabbi Yossi about the ending. It says Yimur umasa. But if Shim Gamli, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Now, you remember that today we didn't say Tachnan because it's Shivsa, and therefore it's still a continuation of Purim. If anybody needed any remez in today's Gemara that it's still Purim, Dick, you'll see in a moment. We're going to quote from Megillus Esther. These three giants were sitting together, they had started a Suda earlier on in the day at 2 o'clock. It doesn't say why. Maybe there was a bris that day. Maybe there was a siyam. Whatever it was, they had a big suda. And it's now getting dark. Beribi. Rashi said, Beribi is an honorific title, which means you are the Godel Hadar. You, the great Rabbi Yossi, Nemuka Imo, you're the great Kodal Hador. I ask you permission. Ritzoincha nafsik v'nechesh ledivrei Rabbi Yehuda chavireinu. You see Rabbi Yehuda sitting here at the table. Should we stop now at this point when it's choshech? Because after all, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So, do you want to be gracious and courteous to Rabbi Yehuda and stop? Even though I know according to Rabbi Yossi, we can keep on going for the next 2 or 3 hours. Amalois, Rabbi Yossi said, B'chol yoyim v'yoyim atem chaviv dvorai lefnei Rabbi Yehuda. Typically, when we are together, you normally go and praise my words in front of Rabbi Yehuda. You call me Gadol Hador like you did now, and you make a big fuss about me, so to speak, in front of Rabbi Yehuda. V'achshav, and today, you're doing it in reverse. It's v'nahapachol. Atem chaviv dim Rabbi Yehuda b'fanai. You're going and extolling the virtues of Rabbi Yehuda and say, maybe we should go and defer to Rabbi Yehuda on this occasion. Memele, if I wasn't here and you wanted to defer to Rabbi Yehuda, no, that I can understand. But when I'm here, it's almost like a patch upon him. It's as if we're telling me, Rabbi Yossi, we don't baskin like you. We're not going to continue eating. We're going to stop right here by Rabbi Yehuda. And I'm here. Hagam lichbosh es malka imi baboyes. Do you want to go and capture the malka when I happen to be here in the house? Of course, this is a pasuk, and it's also used here as an expression, meaning it's bad enough that I'm shamed, if you will, if I'm not present. But if I happen to be present, and you go and paskin like Rabbi Yehuda b'fanai, that's as if you are snatching me in front of Rabbi Yehuda and you're embarrassing me. I can't tolerate this embarrassment. Amalei. So Rabbi Shimon Goliath said, if you really feel that strongly, obviously feel strongly, emkein loin nafsik, we're going to go and paskin like you, and we're going to continue like you, because normally, as you know, whenever you have Rabbi Yossi, typically the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi nimukoi imai. And as we said a moment ago, even those that say we passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that was on Erev Pesach, but the Gabi regular Shabbos, we passing like Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, we're going to follow Rabbi Yossi here too, not like Rabbi Yehuda, and we're going to go and continue the Suda. Now, added Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, there's another reason. Shem Yira had Talmidim, the Yikvu Halacha L'Doyris. I'm afraid maybe the Talmidim are going to come, and they're going to be Kaveh Halacha L'Doyris. What does that mean, they're going to be Kaveh Halacha L'Doyris? If Rabbi Yossi would have been maskim as a courtesy to Rabbi Yehuda, let's tonight go and stop early at Choshech, then the Talmidim wouldn't be able to be Kaveh Halacha. Because after all, Rabbi Yossi is graciously saying, yes, follow Rabbi Yehuda, that's fine. And then when they repeat the story over in future generations, yes, I remember how gracious Rabbi Yossi was. However, since we see Rabbi Yossi protested, and he said, no, continue on until Choshech, until beyond Choshech, until 10, 11, 12 o'clock, until we're finished. And if I, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, were to go and say, I want to be nice to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to go and stop over here, then people are going to say, I remember that there was in fact a debate, there was a discussion that went back and forth, and Rabbi Yossi stood his ground and said, let's go until 10, 11 o'clock. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, no, let's go and do like Rabbi Yehuda. People therefore will err, and they will say for the future, though, they say, Chos Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, on a regular standard Shabbos like Rabbi Yossi, that you can continue the Suda, you do not have to stop. You can go on until 9, 10, 11 o'clock, until you're finished, and then you bench, and then you're going to go and make, once again, Kiddush. Yes, now, once again, you make Kiddush for the first time. Yes, Robert.
Yeah, last year, Monday, Pollock, that we should eat the Matzahs with Tavol, also the Suda Shabbos with Tavol. Rabbi Yossi Shenimuke Libuda Yimai, how can he go against this principle?
Everybody agrees that you're allowed to go and start eating a seuda before 3 o'clock. Because 3 o'clock, that's the zman that Chazal said, from now, don't eat a regular seuda. So if you want to eat earlier, you can eat earlier. And they also said, you can continue as long as you want, according to Rabbi Yehuda, until nightfall, and according to Rabbi Yossi, even beyond. Obviously, it's not a good idea to fill yourself up in advance if you want to be able to have a delicious Seder night Suda with the matzah and with the maror and with the Karban Pesach and with the Avikoyman. I agree with you. The question is, where did they feel that they needed to make a takana? And according to Rabbi Yossi said, we will rely on people's general intelligence, and hopefully they'll be smart enough to go and stop when they gotta stop. If they want to continue on, again, the assumption is this was probably a Sudas Mitzvah, not just a party, and maybe there was a bris, or maybe there was a Bar Mitzvah, maybe it was a Sheva Brachas, whatever. Asiya Masechta.
Shimon Galil was a Nasi, he's the father of Rebbe.
Is that good or bad?
I'm saying, so it's clearly, it's a very serious...
All three of these people are serious people.
Rabbi
Yossi, the Muka Imai, the Gadol Hador.
You made your Erev on the other to make the, so you could put the tchum, so you could come and see them.
Exactly. So the point is, these were all very chashuv people. David, I'll be with you in a moment. And the presumption is that the people will have enough intelligence to minimize the first part of the meal to have more.
The halacha remains this way, that you could, if you happen to be a person that wants to eat till the evening, or Achadashach, or beyond, you are allowed to.
Well, we're not finished yet. We're still in the middle of the Suda. The Suda is not over yet. We're Mitchum, we're going to go and
add. Don't take away the table yet.
Exactly. Don't take away the table. Don't bench yet. We're still in the middle. David, you had a question.
Okay.
Yes, it strikes me, I don't have the Marsha in front of me, but it strikes me that this is in particular the Shabbat around Purim time. Because not only do you have the quotation, I got the quote, it's Malchayim Yibabayim, but you also have two other references to Megillah in this story.
And that is?
Yom HaMechav Eboti. It's just about the letter. Mordechai B'chol Yom HaMechav. And then you have the Shem Yom HaMechav Eboti HaLechav Darot, that's Vashti and the women of Paras.
I'm sorry, I'm not following you because there's a bit of an echo when you speak. So,
if women can disobey their husbands, then all the households will learn.
Uh huh.
So it's a parallel to Yikvu.
In other words,
that people will learn from the example of Vashti's defiance of Achashverosh, and women will defy their husbands.
Is that what you're referring to, David?
That's number three, and number two is language by Rav Yossi, the whole Yom V'Yom HaTamachaleuti.
Yom V'Yom, it's more like the whole Yom V'Yom.
Also in the Gilev, the whole Yom V'Yom. Beautiful. Shkoyach. Thank you very much. Beautiful. So, on that Purim note, we continue on. Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. Ein Halacha. Like Rav Yehuda. V'like Rav Yossi. We don't pass like either one. So what do you do?
Hello.
Ela poiris mapa umekadish. What means poiris mapa umekadish? Poiris mapa umekadish means it's now evening time. So l'choira, according to Buda, we should be taking away the shulchan altogether and benching, and then starting fresh with kiddush. Says Shmuel. No. You know what we're going to do? You don't have to remove the table. Leave the table in its place. And yes, it's true that there are delicacies on the table. You still have a little bit of piece of kugel left, and there's still the dessert, and there might even be a Danish, and all different wonderful types of things. Go and take now a big tablecloth, or think, since we're talking about a small tishula, think of our normal challah dekel, that you go and carry, cover the challahs with a challah cover, and cover over the whole table with that challah cover, and now you don't see any food anymore. Go and bench now. It's as if you took the table away because you don't see the food. It's all covered. That's a big cover up.
Slide of hand.
Bench. Go and make kiddush. And after kiddush is over, then you're going to go and remove the challah cover or the cover over the table. Maybe that's how they got the name, a table cover. Well, it's really called tablecloth. Anyway, but the point is, says Shmuel, Poiris Map Makadish, don't take anything away. Just leave it there and just cover it over with the tablecloth or with the mini tablecloth at the time that you're ready to go and bench. But we're talking about Mishach HaSheikha. In other words, we're learning partially like Rabbi Yehuda, partially like Rabbi Yossi, that what? We're going to allow the Suda to continue. And when I said that you have to go and bench, well, let's see the bottom Rishbam. Bottom Rishbam starts off like Rabbi Yehuda. Yom Mafsikim to Mashma Kiras Hashulchan. Right, Mafsikim means take the table away. But like Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Ein Tzarich LeHafzik Klal El Yigmar Sudosei Afilu Mishach Hashecha. You can keep on going even beyond Choshech. V'yavolchu Birchas Hamazon. Sorry. V'yachakach Mevi LeKoshen LeKiddush Hayoyim. That's how Reb Yossi would learn, that what? Keep on going, even after Chashecha, bench, and then bring a second course for Kiddush, Kiddushan v'kamon b'shmaitin. El, you don't have to do like Reb Yehuda, not like Reb Yossi, el poiris mapa al ha-maychel, go and cover over the foods. Kiddin kol shabbos is Hashanah, shevi'u lechem al ha-shulchan, koydim Kiddush, Kiddushan v'kamon, oh, like our minhag. That when we bring the chalas to the table, make sure to go and cover them before Kiddush. Inami, misham silik psoira, or this is bimkoim silik, means to remove, psoira means the tishula, the small table. V'yachkach oimer Kiddush ha-yoyim al ha-kois, you'll make Kiddush. V'chois v'yoichel v'goyim v'sudasai. And now you're going to return to eat and finish off the meal. So therefore, what's going on over here is, you're, if you will, you're saving one benching, and also the removal of the shulchan and bringing the shulchan back in. It is now 6, 7, 8 o'clock. Says Shmuel, don't go like Rabbi Yossi said until whenever you're finished. You don't have to go like Rabbi Yehuda instantaneously on the moment of choshech, take away the tishula. But you know what? What we should do is do a cover up, continue the meal. How? By going and making kiddush after kiddush is over. Then remove the cover as if you were removing the cover from the chalas, like we typically do on a regular Friday night. So this is what the famous Rula Poiris Mapu Mekadish. And by the way, in many communities this past Friday, this was the custom. In Buyan, for instance, that was the minig, and presumably that's what most of the Hasidim did, as well as in other communities, that on Erev Shabbos, since it was Purim, people continued, they started the Sudas Purim, like the rest of us, whenever we started, whether it was 12 or 1 or 2 or 3 or 4, they started the Suda. And the Suda kept on going and going into nightfall. I don't know when they davened. I'm sorry, my apologies to you. I don't know, but whether Barry's right, they did on the side. They certainly didn't say hallel, because you don't say hallel on Purim. But what they did was, right, everybody agrees with that?
Yep.
Good. And then when it got...
Exactly.
Kriyasahi halila. Very good, beautiful. So what did they do at 5:30 or 6 o'clock or 6:30, whenever the Zman was? Then they took, they stopped the Suda. Poiris mapa, they put a nice tablecloth over everything. Maybe it was a plastic tablecloth, maybe it was a cloth, I don't know. And they made kiddush, and after that was over, then they took the tablecloth over, off, and they continued the suda. I asked my Rebbe in Muncie whether he was going to do that. He said, Me'ikra din, he's not a Bianer, he's got a Zidachoy Vainikel, his name is Rabbi Rottenberg, very Choshe Vareva. Anyway, he said that he personally would do that. He's just afraid that Poiris Makom Kaddish involves many intricate details that we don't go into, such as the davening, and do you make the kiddush, and did you bench before, did you do this, did you do that? And he says he's afraid that people will be there, because it was a kisudah shloim b'shat, it was a big suda, lots of people were there. He was afraid that people are going to, in future generations, they're going to misquote, they're going to convey a halacha that I was a, and I remember. And he says that they won't know this detail and that detail, and therefore they're going to make mistakes, and therefore I don't want to get involved in that. We're going to bench earlier, we're going to make a break, and I'm going to do mincha like usual. I'm going to start
using the tablecloth. That'll be the biggest
exactly, real transparency.
When did they start? What,
before Chatzos? They started at 11:30, and when I came in at 4 o'clock, Baruch Hashem was still going late. Anyway, continue on the Gemara, the Poiris Mapa Mekadosh. Now, there's a big problem over here. We had a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. You all recognize Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi as being Tanoim. Shmuel is an Amoira. How can Shmuel say, I'm not going to follow Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not going to follow Rabbi Yossi, follow me? How do you do something like that? It's the Amoira. Anyway, it's not my kasha. The Rishbam. Go back to Rishbam.
So they lived in the same era, obviously, right? So it's,
No, he lived later on. Shmuel is living one generation later. Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi have already passed away. Right. And Shmuel says, we're not going to paskin like those big tanaim. Right. I'm going to tell you the halacha, Poiris Mekadosh.
Shmuel's a student of Rebbe, with a little son.
So if we go to Venir Be'enai, this is five lines from the bottom of Rishbam. Venir Be'enai. The Sfir Leil Shmuel the Aloch Kerbi Yehuda. Kerbi Yossi. That in fact Shmuel follows like Kerbi Yossi, like we kept on saying in the Gemara. Kiri Tani Be'braise, Shekova Aloch Kerbi Yossi. We said Aloch like Kerbi Yossi. Ela Shibola Hachmer Al Atzmoy Ktsas. he wanted to go and add up to chumra. Come on, it looks so strange. You go and eat until 9 o'clock and then you bench and then you make kiddush. Rather, you know what? Go and make kiddush first. If you're not going to say that, Shmuel Yomer Kiman, Da Braisa, Diktani Poris Map Makadish, Lekoy Afsokas Achila Klap. We're going to have Yitzchem on the Amid Beis by Paris Mapa Kaddish. It's not talking about Afsakas Achila. Ever bought the Kaddish out of Lechol Bishavas the Chilamai. That's nothing to do with our Gemara. That's a separate thing. So how could Shmuel go and argue in that? Seitzchus, he holds really like Rabbi Yossi. He wants to add a Chum. The Banim Toysvis quotes his Rishban. Peter Shishban, the Islay, the Shmuel, the Loch, Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel, the Hachmar, the Dvorav. Shmuel, the Musadosai, before Kiddish. So we tell him, Shmuel, the Amid Kaman. The Braisa said, Befeirish. It says now, skip a line, and Zotoises Ubachinam Dochak. He didn't need to come onto this Toichik Pshat that Shmuel really holds like Rav Yossi, and he wants to be Machmir. The Shmuel Sober Kachachamim. Who's the Chachamim? Oh, Doch Isim Yerushalmi. If you open up Yerushalmi, you'll see that there's a third view. Rav Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel, what does it say? Zudiv Rav Yehuda Rav Yossi. What we learned until now, whether you're mafsikin at choyshech or ain't mafsikin, you go on as long as you want. That's Rav Yehuda Rav Yossi. Av chachamim maimrim, poiris maf mekadish. And so therefore Shmuel says, not he's not taking on new chumras, I paskin like the chacham. Okay, getting back to Agamar. Freyti mora eini, how are you telling me this? V'omar av tachlifa. Two lines from the bottom of the omar av tachlifa, badlimi, omar Shmuel, the same Shmuel. Kishem shemafsikin lekiddush, kach mafsikin havdola. Just like on Friday night you have to be mafsik, on Motzei Shabbos you also have to be mafsik. In other words, you're in the middle of a long shalosh shudas, and now everybody's looking at you. When is the shalosh shudas going to end? You got to be mafsik, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to what Shmuel is saying. So now he's saying that both on Friday night and on Motzei Shabbos you have to be mafsik. Just getting off on a tangent, just for a short moment, the halach is not like Shmuel kamafsik and Havdalah. You can go and eat shalosh shudas until 12 o'clock at night. No din of shnel. It's the zman, we have to be mavdol. Where am I taking this from? From the Taf Toises. Rav argues, we're going to see this in Yechem in a few days, that Rav argues very strongly with Shmuel. He says, no, shalosh shudas, you can continue on till 9, 10, 11 o'clock. You don't have to stop. Rav Isla, the Kamond, the Havdalah, ain't a kibas. Rav argues in Shmuel the Gavi. He doesn't argue with him on Friday night, but he argues with him on Motzei Shabbos, and we're going to pass him like Shmuel, I'm sorry, like Rav, on Daf Kufei in Mechem when we get there in another few days. Good, that's an aside. But the Kasha of the Gemara is asking Shmuel on Shmuel Astira. Here Shmuel says, Poitis Mapu Mekadish. And here Shmuel says, Kishem Shemafsik in the Kiddush. Now that word, Hafsaka, that sounds like a Kiris HaShulchan, because that was the Machloikis. That's how we got started in this whole Sugya today. We said, although there's no Machloikis Lagabe, when you can start eating, because everybody agrees from 3 o'clock you can't start. But there's a Machloikis Pafsaka, when do you end? What means Hafsaka? We said, Akiris HaShulchan, taking away the table. Can you do that at Techshach, or do you do that even at 12 o'clock at night? And he's using the same Shmuel, he's using the same Lashon of Mafsik and the Kiddush. Mashmi, you got to stop. So you want my Mafsikin, Lav Akiris Shulchan, which is like Reb Yehuda and not Poitis Mapa. When he said Mafsikin, he really meant the word Poitis Mapa Mekadosh. That's the Hafsik that he's referring to, spread out the tablecloth. Now the Gemara tells us a story, and Rashi, or at Narjibam again, says very, very strongly that this is not a case of someone eating from Erev Shabbos or Erev Pesach from 12 o'clock and eating late into the day and into the evening. This is talking about a regular, normal, regular Shabbos. What's a regular Shabbos? Rabba Barafuna, Ikla Bei Reish Kalusa. Davening is over. They had a beautiful Marv, a beautiful Kabbalah Shabbos. They get home. It's now Friday night. They come to Reish Kalusa's house. Aisi Taka Kamei. They went and took out a Tishula and put it down in front of Rabba Barafuna. Now they made a mistake. Why did they make a mistake? Because we said before that the minig in those days was that when you came home, you made kiddush first and then you brought in the Taka. Taka means the tables. Why did you make Kiddush first and bring in the tables? So that this would be the Yakra de Shabbat, that they go and show Kovod for Shabbos. Can you imagine? We were now Mekadesh Shabbos, and now made the Brocha and Kiddush, Brocha to Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos, and as a result, automatically, almost magically, you have all the waiters bringing in all of these beautiful delicacies and these tables adorned with silverware and beautiful crockery and beautiful chalas. Ah! Givaldi. So therefore, at Yakad the Shabbat, you're supposed to make Kiddush first and bring the Taka in second. But the Meltzar made a mistake. So apparently Rabbi Rafuna didn't want to embarrass them. And he says, you know what? Leave the Tishlach here. Horus Mapa Gresko and covered over. We don't see any food. The Kiddush, and now let's make Kiddush. And after Kiddush over, then we're going to go and take off this cover up. And everyone's, ah, beautiful. All the delicacies, the covered Shabbos. It's interesting, L'choyre, if you're telling me that when you come in, there's no laid table, but you go and make Kiddush, don't we have that famous Midrashic story about the Malachim coming in and they see this beautiful table? So if in fact everything is set nicely, so the Malach Tov says to the Malach Ra, what a beautiful Shabbos, Mi'achim, it should be like this next Shabbos. And if Chas V'Shalom things are not so dandy, then the Malach Ra says to the Malach, to the good Malach, Halavai should be like this for the next Shabbos, etc. That doesn't work over here because nothing is set up at all. So if you look at the Toises, the fourth Toises, fifth Toises, She'ein Mevinas Hashulchan Elam Kin Kiddush. Right, everybody have that about 15 lines. V'hadi Amar B'chol Kisvei, we find it says in Masechta Shabbos, Ma'atzeh Shulchan Aruch Malach Toiv Oymi says to the Malach Ra, Loi Kasha. We allow the Malachim to go into the kitchen. There they see that the table's already set up nicely with all of the crockery and the silverware and the beautiful crystal, etc., etc. So that's when he says his statement, oh, every single Shabbos should look like this. Ach, in Midin Oisoi, the Mokim Suda, at Acher Kiddush, they would not bring in the tables until after the Kiddush. That in the good old days. Ours are much heavier, our tables. The kashal of the acher kiddush shloim lahafzik kol kach ben kiddush l'suda. Can you imagine? It would be very, very difficult. Every single Shabbos, we go and remove the big table from the dining room. Everybody comes in, listens to kiddush. Okay, now 12 people have to begin this big table and everything else. This is shana, too much of a tircha. We don't. That's why we don't have that minig. But rather, we taka set the table from before. And on a regil lifreis mapa the kaddish in a chanami. Every single Shabbos, we're poiris mapa. We have these cover ups over at least the chalais. Because after all, most people don't have food on the table yet, just the chalais, they covered up with a mapa. That you want to bring in the suda with all the honor and recognition that it's Shabbos, they just made Kiddush, now bring the food in! Ah, now everybody knows this famous medrash v'yesh mafarish zeichel amon shloi hoy yoyed b'shabbos v'yim toivim v'yal tal melmale umata v'hamon b'intayim. That David, we have another raya from Purim. It says the word Haman over here. Okay, so it says Haman bein time, that the man was in between the tal from the top and tal from the bottom. There was like a sandwich in between. So that's why we have the tablecloth on the table. We put the challah down on the tablecloth, or we put it down on the challah tray or whatever. And on top of that, you have a challah cover, so it's nicely covered in between. So that we have now two reasons for the cover up. Number one, so that we're only bringing in the food post Kiddush, and then you don't see the food, it's covered up. You can't bring in the big table. You should have the, see, if you look at the, we didn't look at the second toises, but if you look quickly at the second toises, Lav Lakiris Shulchan Haini Brichas, someone who preaches El Shi Regin Lasal Shayivahem, Shulchan is Ketanim. They're these small little tables. She called Echad Uychel al Shulchanai, Voyim Asalkin Mafne Kulam. We have such a big table that we're not going to keep on picking it up and putting it back. That's for the small tables, that was easy. That's, of course, the second reason given the choices. It's the third reason everybody's familiar with, and that is about the busha of the challah. And that is, since you're able to go and make Kiddush on challah, in fact, those people that don't have wine, you can make Kiddush on challah. In better benches, it would say, Baruch Ato Hashem, not only Baruch Rigofen, but also Hamaitzi, exactly. And unfortunately, there are poor people in Eretz Yisrael, for instance, that make Kiddush regularly on challah and not on wine, because Nebuchadnezzar. So, So you don't want to be mevayish the chalas, you go and cover it up. So I was once at a shir of Reb Heschel Shechter, that's chief rabbi of the shiva from YU, and he said, let me ask you a question. If you were to go and pick up the challah cover, and you say to the challahs, dear challahs, would you mind this one Shabbos that I'm going to go and make Kiddush Aleyayin? Would you upset? Would you be embarrassed? Would you be ashamed? He said, in all likelihood, the challahs are not going to respond. If they do respond, then you know you got a problem on your hands.
No, don't cut them.
You got a problem. So, what type of thing is it? Challahs are inanimate. They don't have feelings. So he said, Havad Chazal is only giving us a mashal to go and teach us a major moral in how a person should conduct himself. Mad Chazal are so concerned about an inanimate object that has no feelings and won't know the difference if you do make kiddush on the chalas, you make kiddush on the wine. Nevertheless, be so careful. Al achas kamo vi kamo. How sensitive you have to be to your fellow Jew, to your fellow person, not to chas v'shalom say anything that could cause that person the slightest offense, and he shouldn't be upset and sensitive, and that was his vart. I afterwards repeated this vart to Rabbi Waxman, Rabbi Zichron Levracha, the father-in-law of Ding, of Rabbi Nachman Golding, and he said it's a beautiful vart, but really it's a Rashi at the end of Parshas Yisroi, because at the end of Parshas Yisroi it says, V'leisal b'malis al-mizbechi, asheli sigola ervoscha olav, rather go make a kevesh up to Mizbeach, not steps, because there's a shtikl gili erva. Says Rashi, really and truly, there's no gili erva because all the kahanim are wearing nechnasayim anyway. But just the fact that you have to spread your legs when you're walking up, that's azak and gili erva. And therefore, we don't want to go and embarrass the steps towards the mizbeach, that they should have to go and witness this gili erva, a pseudo gili erva. Therefore, we're very careful. Then Rashi continues on. Tell me, steps have feelings, they're going to know that there's a gili erva. These are inanimate rocks or stones or metal or whatever they made it out of, and therefore do they really care? And if you have to worry about these inanimate stones and rocks and kevesh, you have to be careful about somebody else's feelings. So it's the same
thing. You're so worried about the feelings of the challah, then you cut it into pieces. You take a knife and you slice it up.
But you were raising the kedusha of this challah, now it's being used.
Okay. The guy who comes home and the challah is not covered, he yells, screams, and embarrasses his wife.
Good point. Tanya Nami Hochi. Taka Rai from a Braisa, the Rajbam says we're not goyis v'shoven. She'ein medinas ha'shulchan elim kein kiddush. You don't bring in the shulchan until after kiddush. Dim hevi, what happens if the meltzar made a mistake and he brought the shulchanas in first? Don't go and embarrass him, like we just said. Don't say, you dummy. Take out all these tables. Leave the tables there, paris ma'bakadosh, and just cover it over with such a cover-up. Tani chod, shoven she'ein maschilin. V'tani idach shoven shemaschilin. Oh, now we're talking about starting again l'choyre from erev Pesach or erev Shabbos. We seem to have a machloikis. One brisa says shoven, everybody agrees she'ein maschilin, and one brisa says everybody agrees shemaschilin. What does that mean? Bishloim mahadasani that we learned in the brisa shoven she'ein maschilin. I know what that means. Mishkaches lo be'erev Pesach. That what? That both Reb Yehuda and Reb Yoisi agree, like Rav Huna said yesterday, and like we started off the Gemara today, that you cannot be maschil misomach lemincha ulamala. You want to start eating Erev Pesach? Start at 2:00. Don't start from 3:00. So that's the shomen she'in maschil. That's Erev Pesach. Everybody agrees. El hodesan yishomen she'maschil, and that you can start. Amos, what are we talking about? Inayim be'erev Shabbos. Are we talking about Erev Shabbos that they both agree, Reb Yehuda and Reb Yoisi? That's not, they don't agree on Mithlik Pligi. Didn't we say already numerous times yesterday and today that Rabbi Yehuda says that on a regular, normal Erev Shabbos, don't start eating after 3:00, while according to Rabbi Yossi, no, you can eat at your tachshuch, you can eat as long as you want, you can start whenever you want, you can eat as long as you want. So there's a big machlokes about maschilin. So what are you telling me? Shoven, everybody agrees about the din of maschilin. El Adesan Yishem maschilin, Amos. It's Erev Shabbos, Mithlik Pligi. Tutumul Loi Kash. What we're saying is kan kodim tisha, kan li acher tisha. What we are focusing on now is the heter achila pre tisha. Tisha meaning 3:00 in the afternoon. You start at 6:00. you add 9 hours, you get to 3. Ah, so the pshat is, if he's talking about before Tisha, then kuli alma moidacham vada, you can go and start maschil, and you can go and eat anytime you want at 12 and at 1 and at 2. That's shavim shemaschilin, because it's heter, it's before 3. When it's after 3, that's when the machlokes is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, that you want to start at 3 o'clock ulamala, says Rabbi Yehuda, no, you can't start after 3 o'clock. While according to Rabbi Yossi, you can keep on starting in 3 and 4 and 5 at every Erev Shabbos of the year, but not on Erev Pesach. And with this, we've concluded this shtickle, and now we're going to start a brand new sugya. We're just going to learn a few lines, and I'm going to continue tomorrow. As you know, there's a minig, even today, in the large shuls, that the Baal Tefillah, at the end of davening on Friday night, makes kiddush. Most young Israels, you find this, most of the large shuls. You don't find this in the shtiblach so much, but most of the large shuls. Now the question is, what is this all about? So now, if I listen to that kiddush, and if I even drank a little bit from the wine, when I get home, do I have to make Kiddush again? Do I have to make a Bar Priya Goffin again? So that's going to be Machlokes now, Rav and Shmuel, Oysim B'nei Odom, Shekinshim B'nei Odom, those people that heard the Kiddush in Shul. Omer Rav, Yidei Yayin Lo Yotzu, Yidei Kiddush Yotzu. You were Yotze listening to Kiddush because I heard the Kiddush. However, you were not Yotze the Din Yayin, because since you're going home, it's already a new place, then you got to make a brand new bracha. That's considered to be too much of a hefsik. You're going to have to make a new bracha on yayin if the one you want to drink wine at home. If you don't want to drink wine at home, you don't have to drink wine. I already heard you kiddush. You don't have to. Rashi and Rishbam say, look at Chalit, you go and drink a little bit. But even if you didn't drink it, it's not ma'akib. You don't have to make kiddush again. But don't you have to have kiddush b'makom suda? So we're going to see a mechem in another moment on the Amud Aleph that Rav, and we're talking about Rav, holds you do not need Kiddush b'makom suda, and of course we do not paskin like Rav, we paskin like Shmuel. And therefore Shmuel Amar, Avidei Kiddush lo yotze, you weren't yotze Kiddush either. Why weren't you yotze Kiddush? Like we'll see in a moment, because you have to have Kiddush b'makom suda.
But don't you say Kiddush in davening, then kash yom
Yes, but the Chachamu Mesakin, in addition to the Kiddush Shabbos, in the davening, you also have to make Kiddush aleyayim. So now the question is, what about you heard Kiddush in the shul? Do you have to make Kiddush at home? Says Rav, you do not have to make Kiddush over again. You already yoytze Kiddush. Shmuel says, no, you are not yoytze Kiddush. So Frank Taylor Rav, Lomali the Kiddush of Abese. How come it's the custom that everybody, when they come home, to make Kiddush again? Rav says, you already yoytze Kiddush. So Kiddush lohoytze in Bonav Abnei Beisai, because his wife and his children were at home. They weren't in shul. Eina Chanami, if you happen to be a single and you heard Kiddush in shul, says, according to Rav, you get home. If you have nobody else at the table, unfortunately, you're all by yourself. You don't have to make Kiddush over again. You're Yoytze according to Rav. Ushmul, lama li the Kiddush of Bekinishta. If Shmuel says that you're not Yoytze Kiddush anyway, so why do you bother going through this charade, if you will, of making Kiddush at home? And Shul, you have to make Kiddush anyway. He says, after you make Kiddush, you're Yoytze. Oh, they make Kiddush lafuki. Orchim yidei chavosan, because there are always guests that come in that are not in, that don't have any place to go. They're going to be eating in shul. The ochel of vishos of the gonim of Beit Knishta. Somebody's got to make Kiddush for them. That's why the minhag started that the Baal Tefillah makes Kiddush for the orchim. It's not for the regular mespalim. The regular mespalim are going to go and make Kiddush at home because they're not yoytze. You have to have Kiddush makom suda. V'yad shmul etame. The mishmul and Kiddush elam makom suda. Masha enkin Rav holds you can have Kiddush even shuloi b'makom suda. That's why Rav says you yoytze with Kiddush in shul. You only have to make Kiddush at home for the Bnei Bayis, for the Mishpoche. Well, according to Shmuel, ain't Kiddush will makom suda, that's why you have to make the Kiddush over again. Why do we make Kiddush in the first place? In the Shul is for the Orchim, who don't have a place to go for that Shabbos.
Usually passing like Rav Be'isra Heter. This is an exception.
Yeah. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael. We continue Mishim tomorrow. Bracha Batzlacha.